7767 today.
And he said, Barack Obama, the president, calling Gitmo a misguided experiment, and he talks about what he's going to do about it. In the meantime, the former VP thinks this administration is going to get us all killed. Well, I'm exaggerating slightly, but I'll fill in the blanks for you. Also, New York City, the homegrown threats, the terror plot that we talked about in our last show that was thwarted thanks to a year investigation by the FBI. We have more new insider details on that story as well. Trust me, we're going to lighten the load a little bit later in the show as we're heading into Memorial Day weekend. There's some movies out. We'll talk about that, obviously. Birthdays this day in history. But a very, very sad story. And here's where we start. When I actually got a note from my friend Peter St. Cyr, who's going to join us in just a second. Terrific reporter, KOB. And we've had him on before. We had him on from the Democratic National Convention. Does fabulous work. Sad story to hear about early in the day, and a lot of you may know this story. The story out of New Mexico about the mother who smothered a buried boy twice. Albuquerque police are saying that the woman didn't really have any history. A shoplifting charge, I believe, but that was it. Anyway, here's what the official said earlier in the day.
She had second thoughts about what she did. She performed CPR on her son. Brought him back to life, and then decided to go forward with that original act that she had started to commit, and a second time placed her hand over Ty's mouth and nose and suffocated.
All right, Pete St. Cyr joins us now. Pete, I got that note from you earlier in the day. You were talking about being on Nancy Grace maybe in the next day or two to talk about this, because this is right up Nancy Grace's alley. Of course, she's always goes after the bad guys when it comes to kids. What happened here? Because that doesn't really tell us the details. It's really a really sad, tragic story.
And it's taking a big emotional toll on the community here. A gut-wrenching tragedy for sure. A 23-year-old mother from Zia Pueblo admitted this morning to killing her 3.5-year-old son, Kate. Tiffany Toribio was picked up by police late last night, and by 5 this morning, police had booked her into the county jail on an open count of murder and 5 other charges. We've learned that she told police that she wanted to save her son from a life without love. Now, last Wednesday, at a local park, she decided to kill him. And the soundbite that you just played says that she suffocated him not only once, but twice. After reviving him from CPR, she continued to do the dastardly deed. After moving him to a playground gym equipment, she suffocated him and then buried him like a toy in the sand. Later, on Friday, another mother and her 2 kids discovered the young boy's shoes sticking out of the sand. They quickly noticed it was connected to Tyrus Toribio's body. Police swarmed the area and then spent 6 days searching for the boy's killer, who turned out to be his own mother. You know, often we look at when we were young, when we're in danger or facing pain, we screamed for our mothers. In this case, it was his mother's hands that were harming him. Police got a big break, though, in the case after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released a composite sketch of the child. Friends and family began calling police with tips. Then late last night, police caught up with Toribio in downtown Albuquerque. After several hours of interrogation, she confessed to the crime. Kate, after being booked in jail, Toribio apparently attempted suicide. She's now been segregated and is on suicide watch.
Wow.
We spent hours following the investigation and talking to people who lived near the park. They told us the boy liked playing on the gym equipment at the park, but always had sad eyes and would often follow far behind his mother.
Wow. And, of course, the question is the one that everybody's asking is why?
Well, it appears that this young lady liked partying. We found a MySpace page that she had created where she, like many other women, wrote she loved hard-bodied men. Mm-hmm. And apparently neighbors in the last apartment that she lived at, which was only 2 blocks away from the park where the boy was found, said that they would hear loud music lots of fights and noise. And as a matter of fact, one of the men who lived in the apartment told investigators Toribio deprived her son of food and ignored his basic needs. According to a criminal complaint, police received a tip on Wednesday from a woman who reported seeing the boy on Mother's Day and that they had been playing at the park. And following that tip, police met up with two men and identified the young boy as Tyrus Toribio.
And no father in the picture?
We have not been able to locate the father. We called several Toribios that live in San Ysidro, which is near the Zia Pueblo. And after identifying ourselves from a news station, the parties hung up the phone. So we have not been able to find out who the father is, and police have not revealed any information on who that might be.
Pete, you know, judging by and as somebody who lived in Albuquerque and the people are so close-knit and you get in the community and people really reach out to other people, I felt that way when I lived there. And you said that it's just shocking and it's taken a toll, certainly, on the people there. I'm assuming there'd be some kind of memorial service. And, of course, there is an aunt in this, I guess, that's preparing the funeral service. And I bet you that's going to be jammed.
You know, originally when the boy was unidentified, some of the neighbors near the park had started a fund at a local bank. They collected $4,100 for baby boy Angel, who was, you know, the name that they'd been using for the child until he was identified. And one of the local funeral homes, French's Funeral Services, had offered to pay for a burial. But in Native American tradition, I'm sure that the tribal body out at Zia Pueblo wants this boy back for a proper traditional burial.
Well, and no other kids. This woman doesn't have any that you know of?
That has not been revealed, no.
Boy, just so sad. Tyrus Toribio. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, really, really tough. I'm sure there are going to be more things that will follow as a result of this, don't you think?
Well, yeah. She's being held in jail on a $250,000 cash-only bail, and her arraignment is now set for Friday.
Boy, terrible stuff. Pete,
here's
thanks.
Some bad news that we also learned this evening after we returned home. I got a call from a foster parent who has been involved in the system, and he said that New Mexico has some very lax child abuse laws, and that if she's charged with child abuse that leads to death or murder, that the most that she could face, if convicted, is 18 years. And as you know, with good time behavior, she could be out in 9 years.
Mm. Wow, and that's just that's terrible. Maybe this will change some of the laws then, I guess, in New Mexico. I didn't realize that about the child abuse. Wow.
Well, it's only been a couple of years since they've actually doubled the penalty. The penalty used to be simply 9 years.
Boy, terrible. Pete, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Kate, it's always a pleasure being on your show.
Yeah, Pete St. Cyr, he's always on top of things, and this is a very sad story. Tyrus Toribio, again, just a young boy, and to have that happen at the hands of his mother, oof, awful stuff. All right, we're going to turn the page coming up a little bit later in the show. Remember the movie Almost Famous? We're going to introduce you to a band that we had on the show. Maybe it was about a year, maybe a little bit longer, and boy, have they really blossomed since then, called Shoddy. Coming up next, we're going to let you hear what Obama had to say and Cheney had to say. Ooh, it's a real opposite deal here, and of course it is. That's next on ATN.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, hard to regroup after that story, huh? So awful. What makes somebody do that at such a young age? Pyrus Toribio have his life snuffed out that way. And, you know, you got to think about it, a kid and how they look up to their mother and how they need their mother. How awful is that story? Coming up, of course, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people will be on the road. AAA says it's one of the busiest days, and the anticipation is a lot of people still will be visiting and doing one of those short jaunts where you have a long weekend taking that Monday off. But gas prices have gone up. Have you noticed? What are you paying at the pump? Two and change, probably almost anywhere, $2.15, $2.20, $2.30. Geez, it depends. In Chicago, you're paying close to $2.50, and of course on the West Coast, same thing, and in Manhattan, it's pretty high as well, but you know what they do? In Manhattan, they just drive over to Jersey, because Jersey has some of the cheaper gas. So, okay, they have to figure out, is it worth it for me to drive to Jersey, or should I just fill up here? And it's crazy how in certain towns, you can tell that the New Yorkers are coming over, well, one, by the license plates, but two, because when gas starts to go up, you'll notice there'll be more traffic and there'll be more of those New York plates. Obama tried to steal the show in the morning, of course, in Washington, D.C. When I say steal the show, because he had to kind of regroup on the whole Gitmo thing and the terrorism debate. This is what's been going on for the past 3.5, almost 4 weeks. So Obama decided he would explain his position about why to shut down Gitmo. Why did he need the funds? Because, of course, Congress turned off the tap, including the Democrats, who said no, they wanted a plan. So I guess this was an effort to lay out a plan. And then, of course, Dick Cheney, who lately has been popping up everywhere, the former VP, had his thoughts on national security. You could almost say that they sparred in the air toward each other because they weren't going on, you know, they weren't debating each other. But it was interesting to hear both of them, the yin and the yang of the situation. So I thought that we would set that up and let you hear that. Take a listen.
I know some have argued that brutal methods like waterboarding were necessary to keep us safe. I could not disagree more. As Commander-in-Chief, I see the intelligence. I bear the responsibility for keeping this country safe. And I categorically reject the assertion that these are the most effective means of interrogation. Instead of serving as a tool to counter terrorism, Guantanamo became a symbol that helped al-Qaeda recruit terrorists to its cause. Indeed, the existence of Guantanamo likely created more terrorists around the world than it ever detained. We are not going to release anyone if it would endanger our national security. Nor will we release detainees within the United States who endanger the American people. Where demanded by justice and national security, we will seek to transfer some detainees to the same type of facilities in which we hold all manner of dangerous and violent criminals within our borders, namely highly secure prisons that ensure the public safety. Rather than keeping us safer, the prison at Guantanamo has weakened American national security. It is a rallying cry for our enemies. It sets back the willingness of our allies to work with us in fighting an enemy that operates in scores of countries. By any measure, the cost of keeping it open far exceed the complications involved in closing it.
All right, and there, of course, was the president's take, and you heard what he said about the cost of the versus moving on and also housing the detainees and et cetera, A through Z reasons why Guantanamo doesn't work. And as I said, Dick Cheney had a completely different take, and here's what he had to say.
In top secret meetings about enhanced interrogations, I made my own beliefs clear. I was and remain a strong proponent of our enhanced interrogation program. The interrogations were used on hardened terrorists after other efforts had failed. They were legal, essential, justified, successful, and the right thing to do. The intelligence officers who questioned the terrorists can be proud of their work, proud of the results, because they prevented the violent death of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people. Even before the interrogation program began and throughout its operation, it was closely reviewed to ensure that every method used was in full compliance with the Constitution, with our statutes and treaty obligations. On numerous occasions, leading members of Congress, including the current Speaker of the House, were briefed on the program and on the methods. Yet for all these exacting efforts to do a hard and necessary job and to do it right, we hear from some quarters nothing but feigned outrage based on a false narrative.
All right. So, again, that was the counterpunch really to what Obama was saying. And this is what we've been hearing all along. So the bottom line is, and we talked about this last night, Gitmo, to close it or not, would you rather see the detainees stay right where they are and how the Democrats and the Republicans voted with that bipartisan vote the other day to keep things as is, but for different reasons? Like I said, the Democrats wanted a plan, and the Republicans don't want anything to do with the detainees coming to the United States and being put into any of our prisons, whether it's scattered around in a maximum or the supermax prison or, you know, ultimately whatever it is. And America has a big voice in this. I got a ton of emails. In fact, I had to delete some emails, old emails, to make room in the inbox because it was running out. You know, I have like a little chart. It shows you how much you have left. And naturally, it was just a teeny, teeny bit, so I had to delete some old emails. You can always chime in on this show by shooting me an email at americatonight.net. A couple of other things to tell you about, including, oh, yeah, the swine flu. The swine flu doesn't take a break for the holidays, and the swine flu is actually now at this point into double digits. And we've been tracking it. We've had doctors on. You know how I feel about this whole thing. One second we're told, don't worry, we're not going to hit that sixth, everything's okay, and before you know it, then we keep hearing about these increasing numbers. Now, the swine flu has actually made more than 11,000 people sick in 41 countries and actually killed 85. But what you have to break it down to, and that's what the CDC, I guess that would be some of their point of views, is the fact that you have to think how many people die from flu, just flu, let alone the swine flu, and it's so much higher than this swine flu. and certainly not to say that somebody who dies from the swine flu is not as it's not the same thing as somebody dies from the regular case of the flu, other than to compare and say thousands of people die each year. But anytime you hear about this, it's awful. The teenager, of course, who had complications from the flu in Arizona, you know, obviously awful. The assistant principal in New York, 55, everybody loved him, came down with the swine flu, caught the swine flu. He died. And, you know, there's a lot of stories with this flu. It's not just faceless people. In Mexico, they had 75 deaths, the U.S. 10, one in Canada, and Costa Rica as well. So as far as school closings, they're closing a lot of schools in New York. Two more city public schools closed because of the swine flu. So if my calculations are right, it's like 23 schools that have closed. Now, there are a couple of others across the country, too. In New Jersey, one closed. In Reno, Nevada, one closed. Four in Wisconsin. But what they all have a link to is that somebody had the swine flu. Someone had caught the virus, and it was up to the district, it was up to the schools to decide whether or not they were going to stay open or whether or not that was enough to shut them down. Not necessarily big numbers, but just even a couple of people getting the flu was enough to close it down. So we're starting to see some of those numbers, certainly we're starting to see them increase a little bit. Also coming up on this show, we're going to go global. Netanyahu saying all Jerusalem is going to remain Israeli. I don't think that surprises anybody. And what's going on in Pakistan? Also, Hezbollah growing in a couple of areas in the Middle East, certainly leading to some tense moments for some of the Arabs living there. And also, Joe Biden is on the road. Joe Biden. Do they give him instructions when he leaves? They say, here are the 10 things not to say. Anyway, he was treated like a rock star when he was welcomed into Kosovo. Speaking of rock stars, that's coming up next here on America Tonight. You know, the ratings for the last American Idol, the finale, were pretty low, the lowest that they've had. Are people weary of American Idol? Certainly nobody's tired of bands and hearing about breakout bands. Next, we're going to talk to one of the members of Shoddy and also the band manager here on America Tonight.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your... anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Maybe you will find the unknown. At least within me, you'll find a home. Wondering why you're alone. I think you're silly. I think you're prone. Let's get away for a while. Not today, maybe sometime later. Maybe after work. Let's sing along, cause every single song is
I love
so
the lyrics
dumb.
On this.
Like
not today, after work. This is one of the songs by Shoddy that you're going to hear during this segment. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do you like how that changes? I bet seeing this live would be sweet. I am so infatuated with bands, and I don't know why. I'm like a patron of watching bands and going to see live music, but I do not have a musical bone in my body. Maybe it's just a fantasy we all have, but living the dream. We've got one of the members of Shoddy with us and also the band manager. So Guy Keltner joins us. He is the guitarist for Shoddy. Also Robin Fairbanks. She's the band manager for the group. We talked to the band over, I want to say it was over a year ago, and boy, have things really moved along for them. I think they're going to be huge, and I just hope that I get tickets one day to see the big show when they're playing some of these big venues. Guy, are you going to leave me some tickets at the window if that happens?
Absolutely. How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. You guys have really, really put yourself out there, I'll say, that I know that people are starting to hear your music in other places, and you have a new EP called Ah, Here We Go. How'd you come up with that title? I love that, by the way. Ah,
Here We Go. That's one of the lines in Not Today After Work.
Actually, and it's perfect.
There's a really, really great line where Fett's like, ah, here we go. Really high-pitched.
We talked about this before, but how long has Shoddy been? You know, and I know people, you'll have a band member here or there that'll change, but how long has the core of Shoddy been together?
The core?
The core guys.
I don't really know. There's really, I guess the core, that's a tough question. Pat started Shoddy like 5 years ago. I've been in it for 4, so if we're the core, that's 4 years. But I'd really say Garrett and Miles kind of round things out. And so they've been in it for 2 years or so. Yeah.
Right. And that's part of when you play in a band, when you start a band, that's part of what you do. You have to find your sound, right?
Yeah, it took us a while. It took us a while to find members that really, really work too. You know, we need people that'll show up every day and are willing to
invest all of their time and money into doing this. Now, it's not cheap, and we don't get a lot back.
Yeah, it's not cheap. Now, when you say that are willing to work, what is it like? Because people see American Idol, and of course you're talking about singers there, or a lot of people fantasize about being in a band, or they're in a pickup band or whatever. But when you truly, really have the dream and you're trying to push it, when you talk about work, how many hours a week do you have to practice and all that sort of stuff?
We get together every day, and I think we play for a solid, 2 hours or so on a given day. That's about the hours. So that's 10 hours a week, 10 to 15 hours a week just playing. And then there's all the other stuff, which makes up a lot of it. We got to do all our own promotion, creating flyers, handing them out, getting gigs, maintaining our equipment, writing new music. There's plenty of work that goes along with it that takes up every waking hour we have of free time.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Makes it tough for girlfriends, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. Pat's doing okay with his girlfriend. I've had my share of failed relationships over it.
That's okay. You're young. Hey, the good thing is that you have a band manager. A lot of people don't have somebody hustling for them, and I think that makes a difference. We've seen that. You read it in the books. You read it in Rolling Stone magazine and any of the other musical stuff that's out there when you talk to people. How did you hook up, and we're going to bring her in a second, how did you hook up with Robin Fairbanks?
You know, Robin hooked up with us. She saw us at a gig that her son used to be in a band,
mm-hmm.
and he was also in Shoddy for a bit,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing in another band with us at a show a couple years ago, and he saw us at the gig and just, I guess, fell in love with Shoddy. And, at first it was just offering us a show or two, and then it turned into, a full-on relationship. And we've been with her ever since.
Wow. How would you describe Robin? Is she kind of like the cool chick? Is she like the den mother? Or is she a combination of all those things?
I'd relate her more to an aunt. You know, you got the crazy aunt that comes in and gets your, hey, got you a show here, and hey, here's what we're doing this week. You know, it's the fun aunt that you have.
I like that, though.
All the time. Yeah, it's like there's some motherly aspects, but that's what, aunts have those, and there's some friendly aspects, and the aunts have those. You know, it's more, it goes beyond friend or motherly or family-ish. It's a different kind of relationship. It's a business relationship. But, there's also friendship involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so without further ado, here is the band manager, Robin Fairbanks, the crazy aunt. Hey, crazy aunt, how are you?
I think that's the first time I've ever been called a crazy aunt. But
I like the reference, though. It was
good.
Well,
the crazy part I can definitely agree with.
So for you, this is a gamble for you. You're putting a lot into this. What drew you to... obviously, you like them and you saw the potential, but
mm-hmm.
what keeps you in this game when, let's face it, I don't know if Guy realizes this or not, but a lot of people wouldn't do this. A lot of people, they just wouldn't put I don't think they would put all their emotion and sweat equity and all that other sort of stuff into it. What draws you to this and to them?
I really think, first of all, you're kind of born into this industry and it's just a passion that you have. And I think band managers find their artists. It's not the other way around. And I always tell the artists that you have to find somebody that totally believes in you, who will lay down the line, lay down their own life, put their own life aside for them. And so they usually find, I think, the artist. I totally believe in this band. I saw the potential 2 years ago, and I had managed bands in the 70s and had been out of it for a while until I found them. And I totally believe in their sound. I think they have something unique, and I'm all in. I would say passion is to make sure that I get these guys to the right people and that I'm trying to break them nationally. And that's a 24/7 job that I have committed myself to, and I am not going to back down until I've achieved that goal.
Yeah, tell us about some of the highlights. They, Sound Off 2008, in the Battle of the Bands, they did get a, I think, what would be called a high honor, because weren't they voted audience response winner? That, to me, that says something, because it means this is a band that you have to go and see them, and when you see them, you get it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was huge that night. We had a huge response from the audience, so of course we were very happy with that. The band didn't win, but it was very motivating and very life-changing from that moment on. By not winning, actually, as much as we wanted to win, might have been more life-changing than had we won. It changed the direction of the band from that moment.
Yeah. Guy, how would you describe Shoddy's music?
a lot of bands get asked that, and a lot of them have answers.
tough.
I don't really know how to. I'd say rock is the safest thing to go with. Pop is goes in there, but I mean, we got a little bit of everything in us.
Yeah. Well, we could hear that in that song, Not Today After Work. You could hear the changes in that song, and that's
It kind of goes from ballad, and then suddenly there's a crazy drum fill and bust into overdrive. You know, got a little punk rock in there.
Right.
And that I don't know. Like our sound, I think we just kind of play what we like to play and what people like to hear, and so we just try to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, people if they're listening and they're curious too, they can go to myspace.com/shoddy. You also have another website, The Soldiers of Love. It's myspace.com, The Soldiers of Love. Robin, what's that about?
Well, The Soldiers of Love is kind of a creed that the band lives by, and it's basically trying to teach teens to kind of love themselves and love other people. And the street team that follow the band, the fans, are called The Soldiers of Love.
Those are our people. Those are who we identify with.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, I get that. What's coming up for you? I know you have a couple of good, well, like last year, didn't Paul Allen choose you? You were chosen by Paul Allen's, Experience Music Project, which is pretty flattering, I would say, right?
Well, the Experience Music Project is a thing that Paul Allen started out in Seattle. It's a big rock museum, memorabilia place, and they have a giant stage area called the Sky Church. And we did a show there called After Hours, and they kind of open up the museum for all ages and stuff and do a big dance party, and we were one of the bands that played at that.
Very cool. What does the band have coming up, Robin, this summer?
This summer they're on a number of festival stages here in Seattle, and also they were just chosen by the Seattle Art Institute as their summer music project, where they're going to be designing fashion for them, merchandising, doing a video. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, that's going to be great.
It sounds like it. So now, Shoddy, if somebody wants to hear some of Shoddy's music and get some of it, where do they need to go?
iTunes, Rhapsody, Napster, anywhere. I think you can find us on all the major sites.
All right.
And I think you'll be able to buy the EP on Amazon soon, too.
Great. So go to Amazon, everybody listening. We want to have time to let everybody hear another cut, Inside Out. Hey, good luck, Guy, and certainly good luck,
Robin. Thank you very
much, Kate. And I really mean that, Guy. I'm expecting tickets someday.
We'll have tickets someday. We'll be playing.
I think we should have you introduce them someday live on a big stage.
Oh, I'd love that.
All right, you got it. I'm totally in. I'm totally committed to the band as well. I'm with the band. That's what I want to say. I'm with the band.
We'll get you a nice shirt.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We're going to leave you with this next cut, and it's called, ready for this, Inside Out. You make me feel like a man.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
It's that time. Time for News You Can Abuse. Then we slide into some of that, what happened in history. And finally, capping it all off with birthdays. I have a good feeling about this set of birthdays. You're going to recognize at least three names on the list, I promise you. All right, Kate, here on America Tonight. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember what Memorial Day weekend is all about, and enjoy the time you have off if you have that extra day. Even if you don't have that extra day, if you have a weekend, usually if you're working on Memorial Day, it'll be kind of a lax day, I would think. Let's head to News You Can Abuse. What would you do, and this is one of those great what-if questions, if you went to withdraw money from your bank and you found out that you had more than $6 million in your account? Well, a New Zealand couple had that happen to them. They're on the lam right now. There was an error in their favor. They were in a gas station and applied to their bank for a $6,000 overdraft, only to get 1,000 times that put in their account. They took a big chunk of the money out, and they haven't been seen since. They say it's only a matter of time before they get caught. I don't know how much money they withdrew, but I think you could get lost if you had enough money, so I'm not so sure about that. This is an interesting story out of Salt Lake City. A boy from Utah is trying to slip into the record books. Isn't that always the way? The whole Guinness Book of World Record deals is really make people do some crazy things. Anyway, this kid is letting a bunch of live snakes cover his face. I didn't make this up either. Yeah, Finn Kelleher is 11, and he's letting 43 snails slither over his face over the weekend. The record is 36. Okay, so the family is documenting this, and they're going to send it, of course, to the Guinness people to get the record verified. I couldn't do it. I don't even know if I could do it for a weekend. I don't think I could do it for a minute. Are you kidding me? Sometimes when you can't sleep, you might be tempted to take some stupid things. And I'm not just talking about sleeping pills. Check this out. In Arkansas, a man tried to use a horse sedative to get himself some shut-eye. Sheriff's deputies say William Wilson was taken from a motel room to a hospital after he took horse tranquilizers as many as five times to try to get rest. In the room, deputies found syringes, three bottles of equine sedatives. A vet says that the drugs the man took are dangerous and tightly controlled, and that he's even lucky to be alive at this point. All right, let's go from Arkansas and horse tranquilizers to anthills, Lakeview, Michigan. Cops say that a man tried to burn an anthill the other day. He did, but he also set fire to about an acre of land along with the anthill. The Daily News of Greenville says the fire was set Tuesday afternoon in that town of Lakeview, which is about 40 miles northeast of Grand Rapids. The flames spread quickly to a wooded area. It took firefighters about an hour to put it out. Fire chief says the man who started the fire is going to be billed for the cost of sending firemen to the scene. No word about the fate of the ants. I'm assuming that he managed to kill them. Yeah, let that be a lesson. Don't set the ants on fire if you're trying to figure out a way to get rid of ants. It obviously didn't work in his case. All right, time for this day in history. And looking back in history, I always say this, but it is one of my favorite things to do. A lot of times we're talking about previous wars and obviously sad times and certainly good times as well. So let's hit a couple of different things. Back in 1969, this is a good one, the lunar module of Apollo 10 with Thomas Stafford and Eugene Semin aboard flew to within 9 miles of the moon's surface. It was kind of a dress rehearsal, you might say, for the first lunar landing, and they were very excited about it. In 1813, composer Richard Wagner was born in Germany. In 1868, a major train robbery happened near Marshfield, Indiana. Members of a gang called the Reno Gang made off with $96,000 in loot. Back in 1868, that would be a ton of money. In 1939, the foreign ministers of Germany, Italy, signed a pact of steel, committing the two countries to a military alliance that stuck for a while. 1947, the Truman Doctrine was enacted. Congress appropriated military and economic aid for Greece and for Turkey as a result. In 1972, President Richard Nixon began a visit to the Soviet Union, during which he and the Kremlin leaders signed the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. And that was pretty successful, you might say. If you've seen the movie Frost and Nixon, you know in the movie he refers to it. He refers to China. And I think he makes reference as well to the Soviet Union in it. But anything you've read about Richard Nixon or any previous conversations you've seen with him, television interviews before even the whole Watergate thing, right before the Watergate thing, you would hear him touting that. And as far as foreign policy was concerned, boy, Nixon, he was the man. Absolutely. 1979, Canadians voted in parliamentary elections that put the progressive conservatives in power, ending the 11-year tenure of Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Easy for me to say. I can't speak right now. Trudeau. In 1992, after a reign lasting about 30 years, Johnny Carson hosted NBC's Tonight Show for the last time. Oh, have you ever seen that footage? Even if you never watched the Tonight Show, it's it chokes you up kind of to watch Carson on that last night. 30 years is so incredibly long in television, and he was the guy. Boy, David Letterman wanted that Tonight Show spot like nobody's business. So did Jay Leno. Now look how things have switched. Jay Leno is done with the Tonight Show, and he's hosting a 10 o'clock show, and of course Conan O'Brien now slides into the Tonight Show. I wonder how that Jay Leno show is going to do at 10 o'clock. It's interesting. I said this before, it's a pretty bold move for NBC to do it, but hey, it could work depending on when you sleep and what your preference is for watching the other stations. I think it could kill them because I think a lot of people will be drawn to the other stations, maybe even a little bit more. 1 year ago, a Texas appeals court said the state had no right to take the more than 400 kids from a polygamous sex ranch. That was a big deal. After the Texas Supreme Court upheld the ruling, of course, the kids were returned to their parents. Also, Indiana Jones was the big movie then. Wow, can you believe that? That was just a year ago. Indiana Jones returned to the big screen in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Yep. And you know what? It was so much better as a rental because it did not hold up to the Indiana Jones series. Quickly, birthdays. Here's a couple that you may recognize. That's always the goal of mine when I go through these birthdays.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
I know you're going to recognize this name. Former CNN anchor Bernard Shaw, 69 years old. Yeah. Country musician Dana Williams from Diamond Rio is 48 years old. Getting warmer for anybody? Actress Allison Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter, is 37 years old. I know you're going to know this name. I know it. Olympic gold medal speed skater Apollo Anton Ono is 27. Now, remember what he was famous for besides the speed skating? Dancing with the Stars. Yep, he was a winner. Model Naomi Campbell, 39 years old. Actress Brooke Smith, 42. If you know the band Crash Test Dummies, then you know rock musician Dan Roberts is 42 years old today. New Edition, Johnny Gill, is 43 years old. Barbara Parkins is 67 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. I'm going to leave you with this one. It's often said that men are ruled by their imaginations, but it would be truer to say they are governed by the weakness of their imaginations.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same good night.
Do not go gentle to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiots!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.